This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, sitting in for Jim Ganley. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Yeah, here we are, Jim. Kent. I'm so used to saying Jim. Kent, or Jim's actually on vacation, so Kent's filling in.
It's the resemblance. Anytime she sees the glow off the top of the head, reflection of the lights, she knows it's one of the two of us.
Well, I even call my husband Jim sometime, and I call Jim Tom sometime. So, you know, I get those things mixed up. Well, let's just go ahead and launch into our topic today. October is dedicated to the month of the Rosary, and our guests today have a special devotion to Mary. And joining us today in studio, we have David Proctor. He is the Associate Director for the Flame of Love for the state of Indiana. And via phone today, we have Eileen Parenti, who is the Secretary for Communitas Mater Domini. I think I said that right. Mother of God Community. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, Mary has appeared at various times over the century to various people, and I think most Catholics are familiar with Fatima as maybe one of the more popular apparitions of Mary with the young children there in Fatima. But more recently, there have been messages kind of pretty much throughout time, Mary conveying God's message to her children through a new kind of way called the Flame of Love. David, tell us what that is.
Well, the Flame of Love was started through a very humble woman, Elizabeth Kindleman, and basically she learned suffering through being an orphan, being one of 13 children, but she was the only survivor, and then she became an orphan, had to work literally as a servant in her teens, and eventually got married at 16 and had six kids, and her husband, who was a senior to her, passed away when she was 33 with six kids in a communist country of Hungary, and very difficult. With the statue of Mary in your yard, you weren't going to get any easy jobs, and it became very, very difficult. She learned suffering, and Our Lady chose her out of everybody in that area to be this instrument of God's love. And what she's conveyed to us, especially during this age where we have a specific time where the storm has increased immensely, is that Our Lady has given us certain directions that allow us to go through the storm really protected by Our Lady. You know, often we'll have, people have experiences of Our Lady putting her mantle over them as protection. But in this, it's even more important because she is actually encasing us in the ark, her ark that is really being built, is and completed through the prayers to her through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Flame of Love. And this ark is really our protection during this storm, and it's her ark that this whole series of prayers is her request from God the Father himself. So she's continually being active in our procurement of salvation.
And I want to interrupt you and say something about the ark, because before we got started here, you had mentioned something about, in Noah's time, it's interesting that, she's the ark of the covenant and right. Of the new covenant. And, the ark, when people think of the ark, they think of maybe two things, Noah's ark or, the ark of the old covenant, the big
exactly.
thing that they carried
yeah.
around in the desert.
Right.
To protect the Word of God. But the ark, the new ark, this flame of love is akin to the ark of Noah during Noah's time. You want to talk about that? You mentioned that before we got started, and I think it's a really interesting analogy.
It's a great analogy because in the ark at Noah's time, the faithful few, which is really Noah and his immediate family, were preserved through the ark, and it's the same thing here. This is a spiritual ark that's being created for God's children, God's remnant children, if you will, those who are going to seek faith during this age of everything but faith. So she's given us this path that we can get on this and get on this ark through her prayers. Basically, you're asking for her flame of love that she has for her son. It's part of the Holy Spirit working between her and her son, and this flame goes within our own hearts, and by that we're being essentially adopted into this whole thing of having the ark cover our lives, our families' lives, and there's a Flame of Love book, and actually on page 18 of that, it talks about different activities we do each day that would help us in that apostolate in our family life.
Now, you're involved locally with the Flame of Love. The Flame of Love is actually an international organization.
Absolutely, right.
But there are local things people can participate in. Can you talk about what those are? You mentioned a cenacle before, I think.
Well, many parishes in the area have cenacles, and it's particularly growing right now rapidly in the north side, like in Carmel and Geist and all those areas. But we've had... There's a number of cenacles, and it's a rosary cenacle, and we ask Our Lady again to come in there. We pray for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and there's a number of parishes, and we can go to the website, which is flameoflove-indiana.com, and it will list all of them. There's, you know, Our Lady of the Greenwood has one, Holy Rosary has one, St. Barnabas has one, St. Luke's has one, you're going up to St. Vianney has one, Holy Spirit of Geist, Holy Spirit on the east side has one. So there's a number getting ready to form right now. So those are things you can plug into, and you can look at that website. Again, it's flameoflove-indiana.com, and it will give you that information.
We're talking with Eileen Parenti and also David Proctor. We've been hearing mostly from David, but I want to hear from you, Eileen. Can you talk a little bit about the rosary and why it's important for Catholics to be involved, and why Mary is important? What is Mary's role for us Catholics?
Sure. So obviously, Mary plays a very integral part towards the end of time, and that's what I believe that we're living. You know, things are changing so much. We've become so removed from Christ. So I believe that that Mary, the Rosary of the Crusading Army, because the Rosary is instrumental in ushering in this new era, and she uses the Rosary as a tool, especially the Flame of Love Rosary, to blind Satan. Because when you're blinding Satan, it's very easy for them to then to move in, and as Communitas Mater Domini, or CMD, it's through our organization that we are going to be Christ-centered through God's divine will. He wants everything brought back to Christ. So through the Flame of Love Rosary, they're able to blind Satan. And so they kind of go hand in hand. So the rosary is extremely important. And the more that Mary's appearing, you know, we hear her appearing at Holy Love, we hear her appearing at different places and to different people. It's not uncommon throughout the history after catastrophic events that God is using Mary to bring her children back to Jesus. So, you know, it's not a coincidence that we're hearing and seeing more of her.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the community that you're affiliated with?
Sure. So CMD, or Communitas Mater Domini, which is Mother of the Lord's Community, is a religious evangelical group, and we're called as soldiers to establish the divine will. The divine will is that of God's word, and his sovereignty will be observed and honored on earth. So CMD has received two contemporary devotions that are tools to establish the divine will. One of them is the Sacred Scripture Chaplet, and the other is Christ the King devotion. So the Sacred Scripture Chaplet is a way of people really learning the Bible and going through and digesting instead of reading the entire Bible front to back. And I believe because most contemporaries that are not involved in churches nowadays, most of the youth who are removed from anything to do with Jesus and the Bible, there's going to be such a need that when the time comes, people are going to be stammering for very easy, quick ways to learn the Bible and the Word of God and bringing the Word back to Him and living the Word of God. So through that is one of our devotionals. So it is basically goes through each from the old to the new sacred scriptures, and it has meditations and a synopsis of each Bible segment. The other thing is the consecration of every heart, family, nation, entire universe to Christ the King. Again, we're living times that it's, you know, we're living the age where people need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah.
This is all coming together. And people who are blind out there by Satan, I say that they're sitting on the bleachers. You know, you have one team on God's team, the white team, I will just say, the God's team and the other team. And if you're on the bleachers and you're blind because you're secular, you're going, it's all about me and let me, what's best for me, and you're not putting God first, they're in big trouble. So they have to understand that the time is coming where Christ is the King. He wants to be number one in your life. He loves you, and he's crying each and every day that all of this stuff is happening under his nose and into the whole world, the fighting and the children, what they're being taught by secular humanism. They've removed God from everything.
Right. And about those resources that you mentioned, the chaplet, for instance, is that something that people can purchase, or is it online? Where can people get that? Because that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, our website is cmdorg.org. Mm-hmm. We're a 501c3 organization, nonprofit, so we do take donations. We do have the audio version of the sacred scriptures, which is very helpful if you're in the car on long commutes because the traffic seems to be doubling, especially here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The chaplets are also there, and with each chaplet, like the rosary, they kind of go hand in hand. One mirrors, you know, they have the Bible actually with each one of the Bibles in a chaplet, so to speak, like the rosary is. And then the same thing with Christ the King. So they have the chaplets. Then they have the booklets or the devotionals that go hand in hand with each one of them. So that this way. Also, I will tell you this. Interestingly enough, when the first vision of this came about years ago, it was to be a glow-in-the-dark. So ironically, the Sacred Scriptures chaplet is a glow-in-the-dark. So when it is pitch black, those beads are glowing.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Well, we're coming up against a break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a conference, a Flame of Love conference that's coming up. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we are all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are, there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live. A place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, he can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places you'll find adoration chapels. At Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Goretti in Westfield. Why don't you stop by soon? Jesus is there, and he's waiting to talk to you.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, catholicradioindy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and catholicradioindy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Kent Blanford's in the studio with me, as well as our guest via phone, Eileen Parenti. She's the secretary for the Communitas Mater Domini. And also we have David Proctor, who is the Associate State Director for Indiana for the Flame of Love. And we're talking about Mary. And Mary actually provides, and the rosary is kind of a weapon to deal with spiritual warfare. But I think some people in our culture say, well, what is spiritual warfare? Is that even real? What do you say to that, David?
Well, it absolutely is real. We were talking off the air about how the attacks seem to increase, and absolutely they do. And that's why the Flame of Love is so important. And what part of what this is, you start with Fatima, and we're working all the way through Divine Mercy, and then through the Flame of Love. And this is working towards the Eve, and it's already starting, but the second Pentecost, which is God the Holy Spirit coming in a mighty way, much like he did when the early apostles in Acts 2 and so on and so forth were there. But it is coming, and St. Louis de Montfort talked about the same thing. The Latter-day Saints are going to be like the Lebanon cedars compared to the shrubs and bushes now. So, you know, in his days in the 1700s. So this, if we participate in this, God's going to use us in a mighty, mighty way. But you got to know that Mary is a big part of it, because she shields us from all this stuff and the heresies and everything, and brings us to the Holy Spirit, which is going to enlighten our life and bring us full of the vigor of God himself.
And there just seems to be such a union with the Holy Spirit and Mary, and you see people that are maybe involved in the maybe charismatic renewal or have had an experience of the Holy Spirit, and people that are very into Mary, and it's like they're married. and there's a great union between those kind of movements in the church that are maybe more Marian and or maybe more charismatic. You know what I'm saying? Have you observed that or experienced that, David?
One of the things that we're going to go into here is that we're having a retreat.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We're having a retreat over the Mother Redeemer Retreat Center in Bloomington. Very holy friars that staff that place. And they've invited Father Ignatius Mary from New York to come, because he understands the Flame of Love. From the community that Eileen, and she's right. That's why she's talking in his set. And the reason she's talking, he takes a vow of silence every week.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
It also makes it more powerful when you minister. That's why she's
and you
here
can
today.
Hear, you yeah. can hear, when you take that time of silence, you can really hear God,
wow.
which is amazing.
Absolutely. But anyway, this retreat is on Friday, October 11th, and Saturday, October 12th. And want everybody to come to retreat that possibly can. But at 3 o'clock, Father is going to have a healing mass. And Father Blunt had a healing mass June 1st. It was a packed house. We're hoping and expecting a packed house again. So if you can make the retreat, fantastic. But certainly make the healing mass.
Tell us where, again, that the retreat center is for people, like in the Indianapolis metro area. I know many people in, you know, the Charismatic Renewal or maybe in the Marian that are familiar with the farm. Everyone knows what the farm is. But tell us where that is exactly.
Well, as everybody knows, we have a new interstate going down from Martinsville through Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Bloomington, you're about halfway through it, and on State Road 48, you take a right and you go out about 4 miles, and it's just past the airport, about 2 miles. And it's a beautiful monastery set up in the hills, a friary, I guess. They're Franciscans, they call it a friary. They can have up to 28 people in that friary, have a beautiful Sacred Heart Chapel. There's a motel there that can have has 33 rooms, a bookstore. Very holy site. I know people that go to Medjugorje say it's very similar in feel.
So what exactly is unique, David, about this type of conference? Can you give us the lineup for the day?
Well, actually, on Friday night, on the October 11th, we're going to have a conference at 6:30 up in the Sacred Heart Chapel, Holy Mass. And then, the biggest thing, the Old Night Adoration, and then we'll do the same thing in the morning, except for we're going to consecrate on the Chaplet of the Sacred Scriptures and also the Chaplet of the Divine King. We're going to do that. Later we'll get into that rosary I was talking about, the International Rosary. In fact, we're going to do the same thing that they're doing at noon internationally. We'll do that as a group at that site. And it has three components. It has the Flame of Love Rosary with that. It also has a St. Michael prayer that actually has a prayer against Freemasonry and Illuminati, which is really important because that's really something that's attacking the church and very, very powerful. And it ends with a flame of love, in other words, passing the flame of love, where that gets passed to us either in a greater measure if we already have it, or if we don't have it yet, Our Lady will enter into our hearts in a very, very special way. So that'll be how that goes. At 3, Father will start with his healing mass. And I understand, Eileen's going to talk more about this, I understand he's a very holy priest, and then when he prays over people, things happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eileen, I want you to tell us a little bit about Father Ignatius Mary.
All right. Well, thank you, David. I think, as he pointed out, Father Ignatius is extremely holy. And, you know, I don't know too many priests that fast and are in silence every Wednesday since he entered the seminary. He's never broken it. Unless, of course, there's some Holy Spirit or something comes through. But he is very devoted to the Virgin Mary and the organization, CMD. Everything that he does is only through the Holy Spirit. So I will also tell you that one of the unique things also about CMD is that the Sacred Word of God and the principal agent for bringing everyone back to Christ, but each Saturday night, CMD observes a vigil for the new Pentecost, which David had mentioned before, as it was done by the Virgin Mary and the early church with the successful preaching of the gospel. So think about how many people nowadays really will go to church from 10 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. in the morning. And it's a constant prayer. And when I say prayer, it's not a lukewarm prayer. It's an all-in prayer. And I was privileged to go to one not too long ago, and the power that is coming out of these groups, which he wants to start, you know, his direction is that he start these midnight vigils all over the country and all over the world because they're so powerful in defending us and against the Freemasons. And he was given specific instructions to include the Freemason and its affiliate sects like the Illuminati, because they're big instruments that Satan uses in the days like now to indoctrinate moral corruption against the sacred word of God, and against the teachings of the church. And we know that the church has given way to moral pluralism that defies the sovereignty of the word of God. So you're seeing a decay, and that's why he feels so it's so important to include the prayer against Freemasonry, as David had said, during our 24-hour prayer line as part of the Flame of Love Rosary. We do it 6 a.m., 12 noon, 6 p.m., and 12 a.m. So it's around the clock that they're constantly battling Satan and putting out fires and burning the demons through the Flame of Love Rosary and praying against Freemasonry and praying for the priests in the entire world, because it's a very important time, and Father Ignatius is, like I said, he's a very special priest. He only gets his messages through the Holy Spirit, and he's very much looking forward to coming to join the Flame of Love retreat in October.
Yeah, and I think he has some, we have about 4 minutes left here, but I think some of his reflections or messages that he is sensing he's getting from the Holy Spirit, those resources are on your webpage. Is that right?
Yes. So he has reflections going back several years when, you know, even before then, but he just didn't have the ability to record them. So now, you know, this particular year, the Lord has been good to us. We've had a lot of new members, so we've had a lot of movement with website and his ability to put these reflections up and really transmit that message. So the reflections are there, and as you said about the healing masses, he is very well known for healing masses because there's been miracles. People who haven't had babies have babies. I mean, we had a convocation in July where the devil really was working against us, and when I say that, anything that could have gone wrong went wrong. I mean, people that were supposed to be there got lost, the speakers were late, somebody was hit on a bicycle on the way there, but the people that went through the fire that were there, when he did his healing mass, I would say over half the people went down in the spirit, and we had an immediate miracle there that if you go to the website, you'll see the testimonials from these people.
Yeah, and people can do that. The webpage is cmdorg.org, is that correct?
Yep, cmdorg.org.
Now, I know David had wanted to share the Flame of Love prayer with our listening audience. So, David, if you want to go ahead and start that prayer for us.
I do, but let me, I also want to mention, too, if you're interested in going to this retreat,
yeah,
the way to do that online is flameoflove-indiana.com. And again, that's flameoflove-indiana.com. There is a cost for the retreat. It's $35 if someone would apply before the 30th, and then after that it's $40 for the two-day retreat. But anyway, I just want to do that. Though the prayer you're talking about is a very, very powerful prayer. It's called the Unity Prayer. It's also available online.
Okay, and, go ahead.
And it goes, "My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. And may our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen."
Amen. And that's a prayer that can also be found on the Flame of Love website. One way you can get to it is just Google Flame of Love Indiana, and you can find it that way. We'll also have the Flame of Love address on the podcast so that people can link up to that as well. But if you could go ahead and give the dates again and how to register for that conference.
Okay, the dates again. Okay, it's going to be October 11th, which is a Friday, and Saturday, and October 12th. It's going to be at the Mother the Redeemer Retreat Center in Bloomington, Indiana. And the website is flameoflove-indiana.com, flameoflove-indiana.com.
And for those who are interested in learning more about the Communitas Mater Domini community, you can go to cmdorg.org. Our guests today have been Eileen Parenti, the Secretary for Communitas Mater Domini, and David Proctor, the Associate Director for the Flame of Love. We've been talking about Mary, the Mother of God, and praying the rosary. So we all need to pray our rosaries, right, this month?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks for being our guest today, and God bless you. We hope to see you at the conference.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you both. We appreciate your time.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.